As I said at the time, this was an action that prioritised shareholders over the public, and it showed that AIB does not care about the public or local businesses who rely on cash. AIB is not a loss-making business. Their attempt to go cashless was a clear attempt to make even more profit for their shareholders. Unfortunately, due to the bank's profit-driven model, I do not believe that this will be the last time a bank attempts to go cashless. It is for this reason that we need to put measures in place to stop this. And the government is not a neutral observer. They need to be proactive in this case and make sure that the legislation is in place that stops the move to cashless. Society is becoming increasingly cashless, with contactless becoming increasingly popular. We can accept this fact while at the same time ensuring that cash is still an option. It is not acceptable to have fully cashless venues or businesses, as it severely disadvantages some cohorts more than others, particularly senior citizens, young people, those on low incomes, and homeless people as well. Cashless venues such as the Three Arena have made it very difficult for people without a card and for those who would rather not use their card to access the same services as everyone else. This is unfair and discriminatory. Cash is legal tender, and so venues and businesses should be obliged to accept it. I was particularly disappointed with the GAA's move to an online-centric ticket system. It has severely impacted many older people in particular, some avid fans for many years. Having to buy a ticket online in advance is a nightmare. It requires people not only to have a bank account, but also to have a computer and internet access. This is particularly difficult for those of us living in rural Ireland with very weak broadband connections. The fibre broadband rollout may seem like something of the past for those here in the capital, but there are still many areas in my constituency of Donegal that have serious connection issues and will not be getting fibre broadband until 25 or 26. This in itself is unacceptable, but the fact that we are now limiting access to Gaelic games is completely discriminatory for those people that it affects. The government needs to take action on this. Cashless events, venues, banks and businesses are not only problematic for older people and those living in rural Ireland, but also for victims of domestic abuse who are experiencing financial control by an abusive partner. Women's Aid have stated that very often abusive partners control access to family finances. Financial abuse includes exerting control over income, spending and bank accounts. Without access to money, and in particular in cash form, it is difficult to leave an abuser and access safety. Disabled women and migrant women are particularly at risk. I am also concerned about the level of tracking and surveillance that banks and governments would have access to in a cashless society. This information is incredibly valuable, and though we may not be at risk now, we don't know how this information might be used in the future. It is vitally important then that we ensure that cash is always an option, and I urge the government to make a stronger stance on this, one that goes beyond the Toothless Act of merely supporting this motion, as action is needed, not words, and the government is a very active participant in the system and needs to ensure that everybody performs in relation to it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.